This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Yes, Raheel, I just said, guys, yeah, did I say that you go, guys, go to the psychologist? Well, you think it's a mental thing, but it's not. It's a physical thing, Raheel. When will you learn about ImproveMyErection.com, Raheel? When will you learn? Okay, learn the game. Learn the game. We got new floors in here. We got a new studio. We got a new, this whole thing is new, though.
Yeah, new hardwood floors, no more spotty carpet and spotty, yeah, spotty, thin, dirty carpet gone.
It's 10 years of that carpet. Yeah. What do you think was on those carpets?
Well, I don't know about in here. I don't know how many women have actually been in here, but stuff probably went on in there. I'm sure some guy brought his girl here to do stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
and did it where you're sitting?
You don't think an intern?
Point.
Hey, listen, I work over there at the sports. Do you want to go see a studio, radio studio?
Way back when I was just a weekend guy. I work here.
Yeah,
bring a girl up here.
Yeah,
yeah. Didn't do stuff because that's disrespectful.
Well, on that floor,
yeah, it's dirty. But you just walk down the hall. We expanded, and we've got hardwood floors. And I feel bad for the ladies of Culture Map who are going to be working here now because Trey has easy access. He can just walk through a door that doesn't exist and go talk to him.
I really am concerned about it, if I'm being honest.
What?
Because my office is actually extremely close.
Hey, Lance. I loved you with John and Lance back in the day. Can you take me under your wing, please? I'm Trey.
Is Trey going to share an office with you?
I can't see that.
Can he be your film intern? He
can't see that.
Can he type out your reports?
I can't see that.
That culture map is attached to the bullpen where Trey and all the interns sit in there.
I just like throwing
around F bombs all day.
Yeah, there's going to be.
How is culture map?
There's got to be a door.
There's got to be.
And it's probably going to have one of those key cards where only certain people can get
in. Yeah, no, you have to have a key card to get into this building. You have key card to get into the culture map side. We're going to need one.
Maybe retinal.
Retinal scan.
Do you have to have a retinal scan? Yeah.
That's probably going to be best.
No. Hey, Lance, I've got reviews on the Florida State defense secondary. Did Todd just bring you
Wait,
water?
Our general manager just brought you coffee.
What the hell?
So outside,
wait,
when I was
he's
coming
the
in,
boss, and I knew hey, this was, hurry up, hey, Todd, get over here and give me some coffee.
Todd, I really wish you would not have done that in the middle of the show.
And please, are you going to have him dance around the desk for you?
I mean, he's
Matt
the
Lauer.
He's the
what are you going to do,
Matt Lauer? that's what he called you.
Yeah.
Oh, me,
you.
Oh, I'm Matt Lauer.
Well. I mean, how did you get
so
you
I
are the GM to
I
bring
just
you coffee?
Asked Todd, I said, man, I got to get some coffee. I dropped literally 30 ounces of life. I call it my life form because I'm addicted to caffeine. I get headaches if I don't have them. And like Saturdays and Sundays, by about 8:30,
does Todd bring you a coffee from Starbucks at home?
No, I actually go and get them and drink them. And I had one today, and I didn't have my access card because I lost it. And I asked my buddy if he could help
your
come
buddy?
Get me.
Who your buddy?
And
DL?
When I put my drink, I thought I had my drink on the little trash can outside on top of it, and all of a sudden I heard, and I looked down and I saw it, and I started to weep.
You cried
because my coffee was all of it was gone.
That's a shock. You dropped your coffee.
So I just said, hey, Todd, do we have any coffee? I need to get some coffee. And then he brings it in. And I knew Dell was, I saw him, I can't wait.
I didn't make that face. In fact, I didn't even notice it. No. John noticed it first.
Yeah, I'm glad you're in on it.
I was shocked.
I'm used to people.
Todd, can I get some cream?
Hey, Todd.
Cream and
can
two
I
Splendas?
Get some chips and salsa?
No.
Listen, I need a Coors Light. I need a Coors Light, Todd.
He's still got a good attitude.
Yeah. Oh.
There's no Splenda in here.
I'm not surprised Todd brought you coffee.
There's no Splenda creamers in here.
I'm not surprised Todd brought you coffee.
I said iced.
Because everyone does stuff for you. Yeah. Everyone around here does stuff for you. Like, literally what Todd just did was, okay, par for the course. Everyone's bending over for you.
Par for the course. Hey, Dell, come downstairs and get me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Everyone bends over for you.
Yeah.
Look, Lance is back. We got
now to do it. Now here comes the Matt Lauer.
Isn't he the only guy on-air person who's not management to have his own office in the new area?
How about this? Non-management has an office over at the Culture Map.
I'm in charge of Trey.
You don't want that responsibility. Oh,
You can have the whole building.
Not, for those who don't know, this guy Trey has a giant head of curly red hair. He is a juggalo. He is that. He doesn't wear makeup. Juggalos are the fans of the Insane Clown Posse. They are. They go hard in the paint. They do face paint as clowns, although we have not seen him do that yet. I haven't, but have y'all seen a picture of it? I don't know.
No,
I haven't seen it.
We got to take a break. We're way behind, but Uncle Freddie and Crash, they want old friends of the show. They want to get in here. We'll get them in here.
I got an update with Matt Malatesta. I answered him back. I said, this is the worst news I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Whoa. So how much do you need? No amount is too small for someone like you. He answered, I answered, and he's answered back. I'll tell you what it is. Because his first sentence is, I must say, I'm really disappointed you could ask such a question, knowing my predicament. So it's getting real with between me and quote-unquote Matt Malatesta.
What about grilling? What about your grill?
Oh, you want to talk about getting real. Texas Star Foods. Rick and Michelle Martin are the husband and wife who own this company. Rick used to work for a spice company and was doing well. I mean, you know, just working, and Michelle was doing something else, and Rick said, you know what? My dream is I want to have my own barbecue and shop. So he ended up opening up his own place, and it's truly a mom-and-pop business. And I started speaking for him, and my man Michael over at Pete's Fine Meat said, you got to check out this Traeger grill. So I checked out the Traeger grill, and I was blown away. And then I tried the Green Mountain grill, and now I've got the Memphis grill. All three of them are excellent. But I've had a chance to taste food off the Kamado Joe, the ceramic cooker, and their infrared cooker as well. I'm telling you, they make it so easy at Texas Grill Shop because they will find the perfect grill for you. No matter how you like to do your barbecuing, they've got something that's perfect. The food comes out perfect every time. Most of these grills now have electronic sensors where you can plug it in and get and read the temperature of your grill, and in many cases, the internal temperature of your meat right there on your phone. I mean, you're not going to have a bad piece of meat ever again. You are going to do a great job on your grill, and you can become a barbecue expert even if you're not one. If you already are one, take it to the next level. Spices, marinades, rib racks, pizza stones, and of course, grills, charcoal, wood. It doesn't matter. Whatever you need is right there at Texas Grill Shop. Location in Luetta in Spring off Luetta, and the other one is at 59 and Shepherd. It's TexasGrillShop.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. We told you we had some old friends of the show. They've been waiting. So let's get them in here. Freddie was first on ESPN 97.5. It's been almost a half an hour. Freddie, what are you doing?
What's good? Just got back from Nashville.
Uncle Freddie, yeah. We talked yesterday. Uncle Freddie, you want to give John the updated total on your standings on the road?
0-12. I was with John last year at Green Bay for 0-11, hit 0-12.
Freddie, do you think maybe you shouldn't go anymore? Honestly, you're a black cloud.
0-12. He's got a 12-game road losing streak.
Dude, don't go to any games.
Man, I chose, you know, Tennessee thinking this year, okay, we should be able to beat Tennessee early in the year. But, man, it's just, I can't catch a break. But Nashville's a great city. It was my first time in Nashville. And that's a hockey town, by the way. It's all about the Predators. That stadium was dead. It was pretty empty.
It looked dead. Yeah. I went to Nashville for the Texas first time, fans. Freddie.
Well, how about they're leading the division and it's dead?
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
There's no faith in that team. They're just talking to fans. They're like, yeah, but if we make the playoffs, there's no way we can go anywhere.
That's true. I mean,
this is what's strange to me. Freddie, you got the Dallas fell in love with the Stars. Nashville's got the Predators, and they're real. Now, they've had good teams, too.
They went to the finals.
But, you know, these are not places that you would typically think of as
going to be hockey towns.
No.
Is there any chance that happens in Houston?
Well, if they go to the finals, yeah.
Yeah, but
look,
I don't know. I just don't feel like it, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, they absolutely would. This city would jump on board.
Yeah, maybe so.
We were looking. So I got the tickets, 20-yard line, about 18 rows up. I paid $84 a ticket. We looked at nosebleeds to go watch the Predators Saturday night. The cheapest we could find was $125 a ticket.
And nosebleeds. Wow.
Yeah, nosebleeds.
You didn't go, though. Did you go?
That's a regular season game,
too. We didn't end up going. We ended up going to some southern chicken place that was pretty good.
You went on Broadway.
Went on Broadway. I had my son with me. It was Maddox's 13th birthday, so I had a big, somewhat of a calm trip. But I want to go back with the wife and really do Broadway.
Yeah, Broadway's cool. That's a neat street.
You know what it is? It feels like
it's a clean New Orleans.
It's got a Bourbon Street vibe. With a little bit more country music heritage.
Yeah, a lot more, yeah.
But there's a lot of piano bars and stuff like that. We took the kids for the eclipse because that was one of the places where you could see the whole eclipse.
Yeah, but it doesn't have that urine and puke smell.
No. Not so much.
It's absolutely a clean New Orleans.
Yeah. Yeah.
But let me tell you, Nashville was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
And then I went and had some of the I went to Biscuit Love and had Nashville hot chicken biscuit. First of all, it tasted great. It was. They did not joke around. Now that was hot.
Now the hot chicken was the best. We went to the place Hattie B's.
Did you have to wait in a long ass line?
Yeah, but man, that chicken. It was good.
We had Hattie B's, but I ordered online and it said your order will be ready in 45 minutes. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
I'll just go. When I went up there, all these people were in line, huge line. I go in, I get my bag of food, I leave there, and this guy goes,
"Hey,
how long did you?" How did you do that? I said, I just did it online. He goes, you can do it online? I said, yeah, but look, you'll be there in like 30 or 40
people.
That's
like Starbucks idiots.
Yeah, mobile. I go in and pick my stuff mobile. Up. Yeah. What are y'all doing in line, dummies?
Yeah. Shh, don't tell people.
All right, guys, I'm glad y'all are back on the air. Good to talk back together. We'll talk to y'all soon.
All right, thanks, Freddy. Uncle Freddy, right there. Wore a chicken outfit.
Calling people. Yeah, he actually did that we got to get him at the Christmas party.
Yeah, with his chicken outfit.
So I heard from my man, Sweet Miller from Raging Bull Tailgaters. He is in for the Christmas party.
Got it
set up. Texans Kool-Aid. We're going to do some food. Cabos Q barbecue. Old school listener who is coming from the Atascocita area. I think he's coming and bringing his trailer. He'll be out there with us. So I tried to get Lance McCullers to come. Lance McCullers in studio with us on Friday.
Well,
I said, Lance, you will be the official. We can make you the grand marshal of the parade
that we can have. Yeah, yeah.
And we can have a parade before the eggnog chug.
Right.
And he said he's going to be out of town. I told him everything we're doing. He's pretty bummed. But my buddy Eric Layden, who I do off-script podcast, an actor, went to Kincaid. He's going to be in town, and he's coming out to the Christmas party. He's all hyped up. I'm like, come on out, man.
Nice.
Come hang out with us. And
nice.
He got in the Houston Chronicle for wearing a blindfold during the game because he told me, here's how it happened on the podcast. The Astros, you know, the first two games, he didn't get a watch, and they won. You know, and then the next three against the Yankees, he watched all three of them. He was filming the first two. He didn't get to see it. He's a huge Astros fan. The next three against the Yankees, they lost. I'm like... And on the podcast, I said, dude, he goes, and I got bad news. I'm going to these two games. I'm going to at least game six in Houston. I'm like, why are you doing that? That's selfish. And he goes, what do you want me to do? Wear a blindfold?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, if you care about this team. He brought a blindfold, and when they weren't scoring in the fifth inning, he put the blindfold on and took a picture. He tweeted and said, all right, Houston, let's give this blindfold a shot. Boom. They start putting runs up. And everyone's like, keep it on, keep it on. He did the same thing in game seven.
And
win. And he went to the blindfold a few times. To me, he was the real MVP.
He was
the series.
Yeah, forget Springer.
If you know you're the jinx, like Uncle Freddy, you know what? If this were a big game that they had to win on the road.
Well, here's the thing we haven't even thought of. John, my buddy, said, hey, make sure Freddy tells us next time he's going to a game so we can bet accordingly.
That's
genius.
How you do it.
Genius.
And guess what? Would have got there yesterday. Would have got there yesterday.
Let's get Crash in here. Ricky Harmon, Dick Harmon's son, with us here. Today is Friends of Dick Harmon Golf Tournament.
Oh, great.
We're going to be out there, yeah, raising money for the kids. That's what we do. What's up, Rick?
Hey, guys.
Crash,
how are you,
man?
At what point does the light turn on for Uncle Freddy to stop going to the game? Because for me, it would be about game three. If I've gone and traveled, as big of a pain as in the ass it is to go down to NRG, what is it like going to these games on the road?
Oh, it's a pain in the ass.
He also went to game six in L.A.
If I get three in a row losses, I'm done. And that's at home.
Crash, he went to game six in L.A. for the Astros and Dodgers.
Thanks, Freddy. Yeah.
So the Verlander game.
We know who the jinx is. Good Lord, what a mush. How about today?
I guess people are excited to have you all back on the air. You have ice houses in Beaumont advertising.
Nothing says John and Lance like an ice house in Beaumont.
Guys, come on out.
Come on down.
What would your dad think of me with my improvemyerection.com commercials?
Oh, I don't even want to know.
What do you think your dad would think of that, Rick?
Face palm.
No. Oh, can you imagine?
I can't even imagine what he'd say.
Oh, my God. He would destroy me. He would destroy me.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to go out there today, as a matter of fact, and go raise money. And who are we playing with, Rick?
We're playing with myself, Richard Marbles, who college teammate of mine, and Jason Fertitta, an old family friend.
So nice.
We're going to have a packed house. It's going to be a full field, and hopefully the weather will be good. I haven't even looked at it because I don't want to.
Supposed to rain. Supposed to rain, but we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully,
at least it's not 40 degrees out.
Hopefully, your dad will shine down and stop that for us. It looks beautiful out there now. Anyway, great to hear from you again, man. We're back.
Well, glad to have y'all back on the air. I enjoy listening to y'all every morning. Glad y'all put the band back together.
All right. There's Ricky Harmon with us right here. Crash on ESPN.
Lance, do you feel bad when people call in and say, glad to have you guys back on the air because it's your fault that you guys have been away for so long?
Yeah. No, I don't feel bad.
Do you feel guilty every time someone calls in and goes, I'm glad you too. I can't even listen to morning radio when you guys are gone because, well, you left.
Well, he was on morning radio.
And people couldn't take it because you two weren't back together. So you feel bad considering what you did to everybody?
Yeah. No. And what you did to all the people over at 790?
Yo, I mean, body bags. Get the body bags.
You're like napalm.
Body bags. You know, I wonder what Dell's angle would be when I came back here. Oh, he's developed a couple.
Uh-huh.
He's got the Lance has an office. Get the body bags.
Right. Everybody just does stuff for Lance.
I mean, he's already developing narratives. Yeah.
If I liked John, I'd be worried about his career.
If I liked John. By the way, do you know how important, Dell, do you know how important we are? The conversation we had to start, and actually Dell's important too in this now that I mention it, now that I start saying this.
Yeah.
Our 12-minute conversation about Christmas tree light projections,
yeah,
like four different people bought them and said their lives immediately changed.
You're welcome.
Dell brought it to the table. Yeah, but nobody cared.
My wife
you said
was listening.
It.
Yeah, no she one goes, cares. And my wife said, you will never, ever get projections.
Why do women care so much about that part of Christmas?
They just want you to have to work.
God, that's it. I don't get it.
My wife claims she thinks they look real janky, but I know for a fact the reason she's saying that is because she just wants me to have to get up and hang lights. And this is, I can cue her right now. We haven't even put lights up for 3 years. You know why? Because I'm saving the family money on energy costs. That's why I'm doing that.
That's what you do.
I'm doing that because I think of the family. And
you'd better lock them down, though, somehow.
Yeah.
Because somebody's going to come by and just say, oh, those are nice.
I'm not getting projection lights. I know it'll get stolen 100%.
Yes, 100%.
And then a couple of people did on Twitter said, yeah, they were great until somebody stole them.
That's right. Uberito. Uberito.
I keep hearing about it, but I mean, do they bring him in
Lindsay,
studio?
I got to get Lindsay to get us another. For a celebration. About having them out? What about having them out for the Christmas party?
That's fine.
It's actually right down the street.
Let's bring them.
It's actually right down the street. It's not far at all. It's right around the corner from you.
That's why I went yesterday.
That's why you went. Yeah.
I did. I was watching tape in there. This is not a lie. I was watching tape.
At Uberito.
Yes. I had to catch up. Well,
you'll do
on
anything
some stuff.
To get out of the house.
I had to catch up. I just thought, I'm too easily distracted. And I was eating nachos, and the guy working there goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "Just watching Ohio State." He goes, "Nah, it's a video game." He thought it was a video game, like Dell.
No, and I said, "No." Sticks, Lance.
And he goes, and he said, and this is after I went and got the nachos and I had the shredded pork taco.
Oh, you had your controller with you?
And I had that, and I'm sitting there, and then I'll pause the game that I'm watching
to eat some nachos.
And I go, arr, arr, arr. And I, you know what I did? I'd use the fork. I never thought I'd be the guy who used the fork
for nachos.
But there's so much
yes
meat on there that I'm like, I got to use a fork.
And today, so much meat for just $5. Chicken, $5 Chicken Monday at Uberito. Maybe you'll go and see Lance watching film, playing video games on his computer while you're there. You never know. That's the Westheimer and Voss. Dell makes his weekly appearance, and you should go up and rub his back when you see him there in Baybrook Mall. You got Atascocita. You got the Heights. You got Katie. You got Uberito today. Make it your day. If you've never been there before, try the $5 Chicken Monday. You get the bowl. You get the salad. You get the nachos. You get the, how about a burrito? Yeah, you can get one of those too because it's Uberito. So you're looking for deliciousness with the freshness that is second to none, and $5 Chicken Monday today at Uberito.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That music means it's time for the three. I offer three topics or questions to John and Lance. They'll go back and forth, and I'll use my DJ air horn when I'm done with them per topic. First question or topic, Herm Edwards, name the new coach at Arizona State. If I gave you Herm Edwards or the field, and by the field I mean all the new major coaching hires, whether it's someone at UCF, Willie Taggart at Florida State, whatever happens at those major universities, whoever gets hired at Tennessee, if I give you Herm Edwards or the field, who gets fired first? Does Herm get fired first, or anyone from the field gets fired first?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I mean, everyone's hitting fresh.
Yeah, you're starting Jimbo. You've got, if Summy goes to UCF, if you've got Willie Taggart at Florida State. Or
all the hires this
all
year.
All the major hires.
This year.
If I give you Herm or the field, one guy can get fired from the field or Herm. Who gets fired first?
Okay, so can we say leave?
Fire, whatever.
I'll go Herm. Because sometimes pro coaches, I'm not sure they're about that college life.
I don't know. I don't think they care as much at Arizona. I'm going to take the field because at other places they care more, and they could go in 3 years and just go, this isn't working out. I'm going to go the field. I just don't think they care enough at Arizona State.
See, what I'm wondering is if Herm will leave. That's why I had to ask. I don't know if it's fired, but Herm may say after a couple years, this isn't what I want to do, okay? And he just goes back on TV and gets TV money. I've never understood. Well, coaching money's pretty good these days too.
Yeah, but not only that, but they like to compete. Like,
why does Jeff?
Not like
Gundy,
us. We just like to have the money and not do anything.
Yeah, that's the good. Like I look at Jeff Van Gundy and John Gruden, I'm thinking, why would you guys ever be mentioned with coaching ever again unless you're leveraging this in the money?
No, because they want to. They love the competition, which is stupid.
It's a grind.
It's terrible. All right, so I got the field. He's got Herm. That's a dad joke.
That's the sounder for the dad joke.
Oh.
But it's the DJ horn when we're talking about the three. You mentioned Lance McCullers. He'll be joining us. There's some talk of Alex Bregman at some point joining us. Which one of those two would turn on you first if they heard you say something disparaging about their performance?
Bregman.
Oh, now both of them can get a little funky on you.
Oh, Bregman.
They got some edge to them. I'm going to say Bregman. We've seen it happen. Bregman has searched up. You don't even have to at Bregman, and Bregman will find you.
Is pissed at the world because they even hinted at trading him for Chris Sale, maybe the best pitcher in baseball. Okay, dude, if they're talking about trading you for Chris Sale, that's a compliment. He wants to fight you if you say that.
I love it. That little bastard. That's the kind of edge you need for the Astros.
Yes.
That's the kind of guy who you have a hard time getting out with your out pitch on when it's 1-2.
His video in the locker room, smoking a cigar, getting drenched, talking about how they needed a wheelbarrow for all of their nuts. It's the best. It's the best.
Have you seen the gif of him screaming in Boston after was it Boston?
Oh, yeah. When he's in the...
That guy, somebody called him a tweaker. And I'm like, that's perfect. I love little red ass.
That was Beltran's hit, the double that was the insurance run.
You know who he is? He's like somebody, he's like Kevin Millar. He's somebody who would have played with the mid-2000 Red Sox team. One of those red asses that are ready to fight guys.
Yes, he likes to fight.
I like that they have one of those guys finally instead of like the Shiner. Hey, look at me. I'm the Shiner. Right. Shane Reynolds just trying to do my best, guys.
Yeah.
No thanks, Shiner. Hey, it's me, Adam Everett. It's me, Tim Bogard.
Well, they weren't very good. That's not fair.
Final question for the big three. Now, Ohio State does not get in, which means we don't get to see Urban Meyer bent over when something bad happens. Oh, that face
he's
he makes.
So disappointed.
I know. And we don't get to see Saban. If we do get to see Saban, if something bad happens and his red ass behavior, which one would you have enjoyed more losing, Saban or Urban Meyer in a college football semifinal?
Saban. I love watching Saban lose.
Urban's pretty special, too.
It's my favorite thing, though.
Yeah, we got to see Urban lose. Yeah, probably Saban. It'll also cause, because Ohio State's just waiting for them to lose so they can jump in like,
oh,
I told you.
Well, maybe except Ohio State slow down. Maybe they'll score. Okay.
maybe that happened.
31-0 last year. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. You know what we didn't need? Yeah. You know what we don't need is another Big Ten team.
Remember
in
those
there
games?
Their ass handed
remember
to them.
Those games and the Washington game? Yeah. Where John Ross looked like he wanted to start crying when Marlon Humphrey was jamming him at the line.
It couldn't have been worse. And then we had the championship game, which couldn't have been better.
Yeah. Yeah. Great championship game.
Well, we could, but Clemson, Alabama has got both of these games.
It's got some potential.
Got a lot of potential. There you go. There's the three this morning on ESPN.
The Urban Bendo. I hadn't thought about that. He does that a lot.
Notice when he goes. Oh, head down.
It's like he's having like a blood pressure. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, I got to hold on. I'll be okay. Just a second. I just need to see what the hell they're doing right now. Tyquan Lewis. Oh my gosh. Oh, the officials must be.
No, it's usually JT Barrett that gives them this. That agita.
That's true.
No, I mean, he can make some. Man, JT can just make some throws that you're like, really, dude? I know you're a college quarterback and all, but my God, you do this every day.
I've already written him up, by the way. His draft profile, nothing's going to change.
No.
He's exactly who he is.
Yeah. No, he's not a quarterback.
Solid college quarterback who's never really gotten better since his first year.
Yeah.
His
accuracy is just terrible.
His freshman year of college was his best year. And in this year, he's matched it. The two years before, not that good.
And then Urban will say, well, he's the winningest quarterback in Ohio State. Okay, thanks. Okay, whatever.
And Jason White won a Heisman. Big deal.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yep. All right, 8:43, ESPN 97.5. Time to bring in our friend. We were just talking about the Christmas party. We got some of the tailgaters out there. Going to be out there already, Marky Mark, December 22nd.
Yeah, that's very nice. Is the Raging Bull coming back?
The Raging Bull's going to be there. Yep. Fantastic. Sweet Miller, yep.
Very nice. Well, it's going to be a great party for sure. We're gearing up for it. I mean, what is it now? December 4th? Is that today?
Yeah, today's the 4th.
And it's going to be a great, you know, we got, you know, there are 18 days until the party. Is that right?
That's right, buddy. Well, you did that all on your own.
Diamond pendants, diamond earrings, diamond bracelets. Anywhere in the city of Houston, if you can just check the prices. I mean, it's really plain and simple, John. If you check the prices and you check my prices, and why wouldn't you buy it from me? If it's lower, the quality's better, the value's there. We've been doing it since 1969. I've been doing it since 1990. We're obviously doing something right. I've been advertising with you since, in the early 90s? I mean, come on. We're going to do it perfect every single time. If you need diamond pendants, diamond earrings, diamond bracelets, you want to upgrade those earrings, you want to upgrade that ring, you can trade it in. You can text me at 832-316-1388, or you can call me too. but texting's easier, 832-316-1388. And I'll text you a price back. Just text me a picture. Anything you want, we can make it. We make it right there in the store by Computer CAD Design. So anything in jewelry, it's going to be the best deal in the city of Houston. You've got to try me out if you're looking to get her something for Christmas.
Mark Klein, Klein's Fine Jewelry, KleinsJewelry.com, KleinsJewelry.com. Give him the phone number.
832-316-1388.
And it's between. It's on Westheimer between. It's right there on Fountain View.
Westheimer, Fountain View, and Westheimer. 5868 Westheimer, Fountain View, and Westheimer.
That's right. Right between Houston's and Jason's Deli. Get on over there. KleinsJewelry.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, I spoke to Marcy over at Culture Map, and I apologized in advance what could happen now that the wall has been blown open, and now the two sides, the Culture Map side, is now connected to our side.
Yeah.
And
what about our beautiful floors? I mean, we got you know, Culture Map comes, and all of a sudden we're like nice. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, look at. But then the people will come. Then they'll see our people.
Kind of fancy. By the way, Lance McCullough is going to join us in studio on Friday, so make sure you don't miss that, my friend. My old friend and your friend and the guy who used to do Southbound Food here with us, Brian Cows, was going to bring some food in.
So
I think we may have some El Real coming in, but maybe Oxbow, maybe something from the news.
Oh, nice.
Because they do breakfast at Oxbow, too.
Do they really?
Yeah, so maybe he'll bring some other breakfast food in from Oxbow.
I'm excited about that.
So
and Lance McCullers, too.
Yeah, I'm a little excited about that, too. You think McCullers becomes a closer?
I think it's a possibility. I mean, we'll ask him if he...
He's a curveball thrower, right? He threw 24 straight in one of the games against the Yankees.
Yeah.
He's got a lively fastball. The problem is he doesn't spot it, right? But if you're going to be a closer, you've got to have at least two pitches.
Right, right.
You don't want people just sitting on curve. And he can always
develop a slider. And, I mean.
I think he's had a chance to be a really good closer. My guess is he'll want to be a starter. No one ever wants to become a closer. But some of the great closers.
I wonder, he might fight you if you ask him that.
Yeah, I don't think, but he's so nasty. And like his curveball, you can know it's coming and it's still so unbelievably nasty.
And, sometimes the second and third time through, but this is every pitcher. They're always not as good.
That's why I'm thinking second and third can be tough. And, he works hard to get out of innings sometimes.
And the injuries,
that's a concern.
Well, but I think he'd be better off as a closer. You only work an inning and you're done as opposed to trying to labor for seven.
Well, he can get guys punched out. Like his stuff is really good. If he could just get the fastball fixed where he could locate it, I think we're looking at a really tough
closer. I have a feeling he will punch you though if you ask him that. I really do. I don't think he is.
Do you know he can dunk?
Yeah.
I've seen a video of him dunking. That guy's an athlete.
Even with all that hair, he can dunk?
He can get off hair.
He's nice. No, I know, but he's like the wolf man.
Do you know what Raheel said he would do also? Raheel said his barber, I think Joey Diaz is his barber, I believe. He's got a special barber. Will you still do that? Get your hair cut?
Yeah.
In studio here.
Absolutely.
So if we said come up on Friday while he's on, we could get you tightened up.
Sure. Yeah, whatever. And you just tell him, and he looks at it, and he goes, whatever he wants.
Whatever he thinks.
My head is his canvas. Whatever he wants.
Lines, like we could get an Astros logo, or what would you want? You want Longhorn? You want something Longhorn-y in there?
No, I just want something fly.
Something Texas Bowl.
Yeah, give me a Texas Bowl. Academy Sports and Outdoors World Series gear available here. Yeah.
How about Tom Herman coming back here, guys? I was thinking about that this morning, is that of all the places in the world that Tom Herman could go to a bowl game. Do you think this is where he'd pick?
I don't think he had many options.
You know, I think he's going to be there tonight.
When you go six and six, what can you say?
You know what? I would say yes. You know why? Because if you don't like him, so what? He doesn't care. This is a recruiting opportunity for
tonight
him.
Is the private school awards, the Touchdown Club. Mm-hmm. I'm emceeing that. Guess who's going to be the guest speaker? Last year it was Tom Hinch. Herman. A.J. Hinch. Hinch.
I saw that, and
we
I was
got
like,
the email.
Yeah. A.J. Hinch, I get to...
Why?
Because his kids go to John Cooper School.
Okay.
And he was asked, and he said, yeah, I'll help the private schools out. Because his daughters are John Cooper kids.
I knew there was an angle. Yeah. I just didn't know what it was.
It's about time, by the way, that these private schools get some help. And A.J. Hinch is out here helping out the private schools.
Well, it's about time
we focused on them.
Well, you know how hard it is to put a kid through private school today? Maybe AJ can help a little bit.
Maybe.
It's about time. It's about time that somebody turned the spotlight on the struggles of the private school kids.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I've heard there's some private schools, they don't even have a Starbucks inside yet.
That's not true.
Struggle life. Yeah.
There's those a
private school struggle life.
When I heard those kids had to walk a block of Chick-fil-A, I was like, damn, son, you don't got an in-house Chick-fil-A? Mm. You ain't about that life. So I'm glad AJ Hint's going to be there. Make sure those kids are looked after.
By the way, Matt Malatesta, fake Matt Malatesta, the guy who's just trying to steal his money, using his name. He just said, hey, I'm so glad to hear from you. I'm stranded, blah, blah, blah. Send me $1,940. Because I said, Matt, man.
Did you send it?
Well, let me finish reading this. He said, I feel so sick right now. Also, your lovely email has cheered me up. So I sent an email back saying, my lovely email? That sounds strange. Are you okay, Matt? That doesn't sound like something you would say. Then Matt Malatesta in Marseille says, I must say, I'm really disappointed you could ask such a question knowing my predicament. He also only uses, Matt now has stopped using periods and he only uses commas. I would never joke with this. Also, that was why I requested you have the money wired to my name personally. MoneyGram will need my passport identification. I am totally devastated here. See below so you can send me the money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Matt Malatesta.
And then I said,
Matt Malatesta.
But guys, you listen.
Send an email. He's stranded in some foreign country.
I felt really bad. And I said, no problem. I'm really sorry about that. It just sounded weird. That's all. I just sent $972 through Venmo and $970 through PayPal so that it's not subject to any kind of taxes. This is way easier. Can't wait to have you back, buddy. Let's go grab an Uberito. Is how I ended it. And I haven't heard back from him.
No.
Just
tell him I'll transfer you that, but the bank told me to put a pin. And we got to go.
Yeah, we got to go.
But give him a
pin. We got a simulcast coming up next right here on ESPN 97.
On SportsMap
94.1. So we got to take a break right here. But right now, though, you got to talk about Craig DeServe.
Oh, man. Gulf Coast Buick. It's Gulf Coast Buick, GMC, and Chevy. And I can focus on the Chevy because I'm driving the Silverado truck, the Yukon and the Yukon extended body. I've driven that. My wife drives the GMC Acadia. The Buick Enclave, one of the best crossover vehicles that I've ever test driven in my life. It's unbelievable. All of those are available to you right there in Angleton. Now, if you're saying, well, Angleton, that seems far. I went out there. It's really not that far. And even if you say you think it is too far, well, guess what? Craig DeServe and his crew, they run a valet service. That's at least what I call it, where if you purchase from them, whether you go out there or you do everything online through the internet, they will drop your car off to you here in Houston or wherever you are here in the surrounding Houston area. Jose Altuve, he got his SUV over there. They're very easy to work with. There's never any pressure. There's never any hassles. Craig DeServe absolutely will not operate that way. It is like one of the easiest dealerships that I've ever seen when it comes to working with them and not having the stress put on you. 855-944-6074. Or better yet, just go to the website at gulfcoast.net. That's gulfcoast.net.
We don't make knee-jerk decisions.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.